Wheels. This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, and it's time for the early mail. Scratchings, track reports and tips for a day at the races.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 26 minutes to 11. Paul Ambrosoli along in just a moment with the Debortley quiz. We'll take a look at harness racing, Tabcorp Parkman Angle with Amanda. That's coming up on the other side of Paul's quiz. Tim Newbold to preview Wentworth Park, and from 11 o'clock into our thoroughbred previews, beginning with Morfettville, Peter Ellis to find us a winner Adler in Adelaide, and then Steve Moran to preview Pakenham for us. First of all, Paul Ambrosoli, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Simon. Good morning, everyone, on this beautiful Sydney day, on Australia Day, wherever you're listening around the world. It's an absolutely gorgeous day here. And, of course, it's good wine weather, too, because at this time we give you the opportunity of winning a twin pack of Debortley Windy Peak wine. And we like talking about Windy Peak at this time of the day. And plus the fact that this time of the year, you're looking for something that you're going to put on the table at Christmas time that everybody's going to enjoy, and you don't want something that's going to burn a hole in your pocket, particularly if you've got a lot of people there. You want something that's affordable and is always going to be well accepted by everybody sitting at the table. So try something from the Windy Peak range. If you want something on a nice warm day like today that's very sweet, a very sweet wine, the Debortley Windy Peak Moscato is the one to pick up. If you want something just in the old-fashioned style, the Debortley Chardonnay, of course, is the perfect way to go. Whichever way you go, reach for the bottle with the Windy Peak label, and better still, always reach for a bottle of wine which has the Debortley label. You know it's quality. We give you the chance of winning two bottles of Windy Peak right now. We generally ask you a racing question, obviously enough, at this time of the morning. I don't think this is hard, Simon, this question, but, you know, it might be one for the older generation. Okay, because having a look today, the Kingston Town Classic is on in Ascot later on. And I think it's interesting to say the Kingston Town Classic has had a number of sponsors' names linked to it in the past. For example, there's been Marlborough and Winfield, who we don't mention these days. Then we have the Beat Diabetes 2 Classic. Then, of course, we have the strangely named Fruit and Veg, which was won by so many famous racehorses. But I think the most controversial sponsor, and I reckon it was the most controversial sponsor for any race that was ever run in Australia, was between 1984 and 1987. The sponsor was Rothwells. This morning's question is simply this. Give me the chairman's name of Rothwells, and why was he sentenced to 5 years jail? That's this morning's question. The Kingston Town Classic, as we know it today, between 1984 and 1987, was sponsored by Rothwells. I want you to give me the chairman's name of Rothwells and why he was sentenced to 5 years jail. Well, possibly the chairman's name that we know very well. There might have been a few of them along the way, Simon. We certainly knew this gentleman's name. I don't think he was what you would call a particularly good advertisement for racing.
No, okay.
Particularly as he got 5 years. So there you go. So that one might take a little bit of a while to get off because, one, as I said, our older listeners would know that, and plus the fact our computer buffs, you know, that that will win plenty of times when you need computers will suddenly have gone Rothwells and try to figure out what the key was there. But that was between 1984 and 1987, and they, by golly, we could spend the next hour talking about them, couldn't we, Simon? Because they were certainly caused plenty of headlines during their course of time.
Yeah, I didn't know too much about this story, but plenty of people think they do because the board has lit up.
Yeah, well, I would imagine it would because, you know, they know who it was, but he received 5 years. But we've got to get the right answer here because, see, they might think they have the right answer. I've given the reason why he got the five. So if you think, you know, you're getting a raw deal here, don't worry about it. Steve's on the phone. He'll articulate the answers down the track. Nobody has got it at this stage?
No, not yet. Not yet.
We might have a jackpot or something at the moment.
Yeah, we'll let it roll for a while. I'll kick off the Menangle tips with Amanda, yeah. And we'll let it run for another 5 minutes or so and see if someone can come up with it.
Okay. Catch on the roundabout.
Okay, good on you, Paul. We'll leave Paul Ambrosoli there and head to Amanda Rando. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. Massive night of harness racing at Menangle once again. We've got the Group 3 Choking Stakes, so and a good support card around it too.
Now, I've got the winner. Sorry, Amanda. I've got the winner to Paul's quiz here. Andrew from Caringba has correctly identified Laurie Connolly as the chairman of Rothmans, and he was jailed for 5 years for paying a jockey to leave the country. So that's the two-part answer this morning to the Bortley quiz. Laurie Connolly, and he paid a jockey to leave the country. Congratulations, Andrew. Paul Ambrosoli will be in touch. All right, Amanda, let's take a look at Menangle. Race one tonight is the first tease of the Christmas gift. With no scratchings, we've got a field of 11. It's an MO only.
Yeah, look, it's a pretty open race. So I've learnt the way of the six on top, the Priya. She hasn't finished worse than second in the last eight starts, Simon. She finished in a dead heat to win last week when they went 152 and change. And I think she's the one that can take home the cash. Also don't mind the five, though, Coolabah Boy for Kerri-Ann Turner. This horse finished second behind Priya last week and has been racing well for the stable. And, yeah, is the one I think you can't underestimate. Also like the three here, Get Up Spanish Red, drawn well over the mile. And also number seven, Mac Cruiser. So race one at Menangle, my numbers are 6, 5, 3 and 7.
6, 5, 3 and 7 over to race number two, the Sarah Boys Pace. This one's an M1 only. And the scratching is 3, Mr. Brazil.
Yeah, a few strong chances in this race as well, Simon. I've tipped the six on top of Passion for Aces. He's really started to step up his game now. He's won his last two starts quite strongly and I think can make it three in a row tonight. Also don't mind the four, Our White Knight. I think he's a big danger. He wasn't beaten far when he finished seventh last start and his form prior was really strong. So he looks pretty well graded in this field and could add some value to the mix. Also like the 12 here, Hold On Sue, and number five, Beaton. So race two at Menangle, six on top to beat 4, 12 and 5.
6 from 4, 12 and 5 in race two. The third race is the second heat of the MO Christmas gift. And the scratching here is number 10, Harry's Day Out.
Yeah, look, I've tipped the six on top here, Star Rider for the Steve Turnbull barn. Amanda Turnbull taking the drive. His horse came from last at the top of the home straight last week, finishing third, and it was a pretty good run and a reflection of his form this season. It's been pretty consistent and definitely has a winning chance. Also don't mind the three, which is Tullow. This horse is resuming from a spell. He's been trialling well at Goulburn and may need the run, but look, keep an eye on the betting. That's going to say a lot more. I'm also including the eight here, Franco Ravel, and number five, Major's Blue Jeans. So race three at Menangle. I've got the six on top to beat 3, 8 and 5.
6, 3, 8 and 5 in the third race. Race number four, the Tracy Pierce Ladyship Pace. An MO to M1, and there's no scratchings here. 12 to line up.
Yeah, pretty good race this one. Look, I've tipped the seven on top, Tact Haley's Delight. She was doing her best work over the line last week when finishing third to Mac Doro when they went 152.6. Kerri-Ann Turner's taking the drive on her. And the last time Kerri-Ann drove this mare, they won a Group 3 race at Menangle. And look, Tact Haley's Delight, she's had a few runs back now from a freshen up, and I think she should go really close here. Also, don't mind the 12, though, Tintinara. This is the mare I'm marking as the danger for John McCarthy. She'll get a nice run through from this draw from barrier 12 on the second row. She was held up for a run last week and won the start before in 52, so she can run the quick miles at Menangle. Also, including the 9 here, Duvella, she bounced back into the winner's circle, and also the 1, Ahoka Royale. So, race 4 at Menangle, 7 on top to beat 12, 9 and 1.
7 from 12, 9 and 1 in the fourth race. Race 5 is the Amy Harris Pace, and it's the first leg at a quaddy. It's just a field of 6 here. We do have the tab fixed odds. 6 Lombo Cotta Kinabalu is $1.20. 3 Blazoning Cullen, $3.80. The rest in double figures.
Yeah, look, I think the 6 Lombo Cotta Kinabalu will be hard to beat. He should cross to the front and win. He took no harm when the mobile barrack arm came off at Menangle a fortnight ago. And look, he holds a 50% winning strike rate, which is pretty strong. I'm including the 1, Millwood Liberty, as the next best here. I think she's going to gain a nice run from barrier 1. And she never saw daylight last week when finishing 8th. And but still hit the line well. And I think she can finish top three. So she might be the one that can add some value here. I'm also including the 3, Blazin and Cullen. And number 2, Aztec Bromac. So race 5, 6 on top to beat 1, 3 and 2.
6 from 1, 3 and 2 in race 5. Over to race 6, the group 3, the Chokin Stakes. And the one scratching here is number 2, Emoji. So we're down to a field of 7. With the market here, 8, Blue Moon Rising for the Tritons is $1.50. 6, King Solomon is $2.60, and everything else in double figures.
Yeah, look, I think the 8, Blue Moon Rising, he is the clear pick. He's only been beaten once in 12 starts, and went a career best 152.8 to win his last start. So I think, yeah, he has the class to win this Group 3 race tonight. Also, don't mind the 4 here, the Art of Infusion. This horse can add some value to the mix. He's run second place in his 2 starts to date, but I just like the way this horse follows the speed, and there's going to be speed on in this race, and that's why I think he can finish a top 3 placing. Also including the 5 here, Carlo 303. He's really stepped it up this prep. He's won his 3 starts back, and also including the 6 here, King Solomon. So race 6, the feature at Menangle tonight, I've got the 8, Blue Moon Rising on top ahead of 4, 5 and 6.
8 from 4, 5, 6 in race 6. Race 7, the C3 to C5, Lisa Weber pace. No scratchings, a field of 9.
Yeah, sticking with the Tritton camp again here and tipping the 6, Salty Robin on top. He's been winning in, 151 mile rates and doing it quite easily. So, I think he'll be really hard to beat. I think the 1, Parramatta, is the obvious danger. We haven't seen him and see what he can do over the mile here in Australia. But look, his few starts here have been quite impressive, and with this draw, definitely one you can't underestimate. I'm also including the 8 here, L Major for Darren Hancock, and number 9, Sally Fletcher, who's resuming from the spell. So race 7, numbers are 6, 1, 8 and 9.
6, 1, 8 and 9, and race 8, the Sadie Harris Trotters Mobile. The scratching is 1, she's excited.
Yeah, look, bit of an open race. I've tipped a 7 on top, Bad Habit. He's now with James Ponsonby, and he ran a nice third last week. And look, if he can put it all together, I think he definitely has the class to go close here. Also, don't mind the 3, Rompers Monarchy. She ran a game race over these conditions 4 starts ago, finishing 2nd to Mr. Cool Sierra. And I think being back to the Mobile should suit her.
Yeah, there, Amanda?
Yes.
Sorry, the phone just cut out for a moment there.
Yeah, no worries. What did you hear last? Where was I at?
From your first selection onwards.
Yes, okay. So I have the 7, Bad Habit on top. Mark the 3, Rompers Monarchy as the danger. I think these conditions should be better suited to them. Also including the 4, Sundon's Comet. And also number 6, Balmoral Boy. So race 8, numbers are 7, 3, 4 and 6.
7, 3, 4, 6 in the last. And the best form and angle?
Yeah, look, I really like in race 4, number 7, Tack Haley's Delight. Might be an each-way bet. And also in race 3, number 6, Star Writer.
Thanks very much for your time, Amanda. Good luck this evening.
Thanks, Simon.
Amanda Rando there, the first from Tabcorp Park, Menangle at 6.15. It's 13 minutes to 11. In just a moment, we'll head to Trentham, New Zealand. Their second race is coming up in 3 minutes. 1, Guarantor is $4.30, 2, Alcino Prince $4.90, and 5, Jack Star is $6.50. We might make a start on Tim prior to New Zealand, and then we'll head to Trentham.
Here at Sky Sports Radio, we know what punters expect.
The best experts.
Late mail.
Interviews with trainers and jockeys.
Tips and the all-important Tab Market Movers.
Tab Market Mover here for you at Rose Hill. Hogmanay here for Chris Waller, number 11. It's 850 into 550, number 11.
Hogmanay's clear. Jimmy Innes has pulled off the perfect ride. Hogmanay leads all the way from Unbiased.
Tab Market Movers for Thoroughbred, Harness and Greys have proven invaluable to our listeners. Stay with the punters, pals.
Sky Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
Tim Newbell joins us now to take a look at Wentworth Park. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Pretty strong card at headquarters tonight, highlighted by the heats of the Summer Cup over the 720.
There is a $10,000 Big Six jackpot this afternoon. It went with Park. We'll make a start on the card before they go Trentham, Tim. The first race is This Is Our Run Stakes, and the reserves have come out.
Seven here, Expressive on top. Resumed from a long, long break at his most recent run, and he led all of the way up at Worth Park, running 30 and 60. That was on a slowish track. He's capable of going much, much quicker. And he has got a strip fitter for his most recent run from that long, long break. He's well drawn wider out here. He should get a nice little cut across. I think he can lead and go on with the job. Seven on top to beat three. Buddy the Weapon, who's a talented young greyhound on an upward trend. He's got the early pace to settle in the leading division. Then throw in number two, No Sparkle Like. If she's racing really consistently, she'll be strong through the line. And then number one, One Great Place. 7-3-2-5, race one.
7-3-2-5 in the first. Race number two is the Ray Kirschler Stakes, and the reserves come out.
Number seven, Little Nangar on top here, debuting at Wentworth Park, but comes with strong provincial and bush form, has won 5 out of 12. She's got the early pace to roll forward through the first corner, settle up on the pace and go close. Seven, Little Nangar on top to beat number five, Liberty Lee, who's resuming from a little break, so coming into this on the fresher side. She's a brilliant beginner. She's got high speed and she's got a great record on provincial tracks. Finished third at her only run at the track, and she'll be take a lot of benefit out of that. Then number one, Kenny Eichen, and then throw in number two, Fire Swifty. 7-5-1-2.
Back in just a moment, Tim. They're pretty close to a start. Trentham for the second. Guarantor's the favourite here.
200 metres. Favourite Guarantor. $3.30 and $1.50. Gates crash open now. They're off and away in racing. And a Nitro Ted came away well from the inside. Guarantor, the race favourite, going to cross down to the inside and lead. Show McCool's right there, as to a Sanjara. And just behind the speed, Alinko Prince. Michelin is out wider on the track, followed by Dragon Beauty. ZB very wide on its lonesome, and they've been followed back and behind those runners and next by as they race on down the chute. We've got Bo's Ed with Jean Quill, and a two or three lengths away to Jack Starr, who's back at the end of the field. So they make their way down the chute, and they're shortly to make their way across the junction onto the course proper, and we've got a new leader up front, and that is ZB. ZB shows the way. Now running second as they come past the 600 on their first occasion is Michelin over on the outside, Sanjara down on the inside third, and Dragon Beauty fourth as they come across to link up with the course proper. And behind those runners, Guarantor. He was a one-time leader early in the race. Now he's about three back over on the inside, tracked around by Show McCool. Alinko Prince next on the outside of Nitro Ted, and then came Jean Quill, followed back in the field over on the inside by Bo's Ed, and the one back at the tail of the field in the orange and brown corded cap is Jack Starr. So they come down in front of us on their first occasion, and gee, they're not going hard. They've got around 2,100 metres left to go. And it's ZB with Robert Hannam in front leading a length. Michelin's second, Sanjara one away third, and fourth on the outside, Dragon Beauty. Guarantor's three back on the fence, a length and a half away from Show McCool, and then came Nitro Ted, Alinko Prince as they swing around the turn out of the straight. Bo's Ed is back over on the inside of Jean Quill, and two lengths away back at the end is Jack Starr, and would be about 9 or 10 lengths off the leader as they make their way up the side of the track towards the 1700 metres mark. This is the Fast Track Insurance Charmers 2 mile premiere, and they're at the halfway mark. The leader is ZB. ZB loping along in front. They're still not going overly hard. Just an even tempo leading here, a length and a half. Michelin second. 1.5 to Sanjara third. Dragon Beauty fourth over on the outside. And the favourite in Sanders Cap, Guarantor, is just loping along about midfield in front of Show McCool on the outside, who's half a length away. A length and a half to Nitro Ted. 3/4 to Alinko Prince, who's one off the fence as they continue their way down the back. Jean Quill's on the outside of Bo's Ed, and two lengths away last is Jack Starr. There's no real changes to the order as they're racing to the top of the track. They've got just on 1,000 metres left to go. And still the leader is ZB. ZB making every post a winning post, one length in advance of Michelin running second. A length and a half away, Sanjara third. And fourth on the outside as they run down the side is Dragon Beauty. Next is Show McCool. Guarantor, still no changes. Alinko Prince on the outside next at the 800, slightly creeping forward in front of Nitro Ted. Now here's the first move. Jack Starr's moved off
and around them from Jean Quill, and Bozed is two lengths away, last being given the hurry up as they come towards the home turn now. They've got around 500 metres left to go, and ZB has now been asked for the effort in front, has pretty much had its way in front, and still leads here, one length on Michelin. Show McCool, here comes the Linko Prince, and Jara up the inside, and in behind those runners came Dragon Beauty, battling away at stablemate Jackstar down the outside, and Guarantor still about four lengths off this new leader at the 180, who is Alinko Prince. Alinko Prince leads here a length and a half, coming out and after it, Jackstar, Show McCool, Guarantor, ZB, Alinko Prince, Jackstar driving, got up. Jackstar the winner over Alinko Prince, third Show McCool, I think, in front of Guarantor and ZB. Michelin X to go by from Sanjara, and then we had Dragon Beauty well back here with Bo Z. Next to go by would have been as they've run through Nitro Ted and Jean Quill Never Yelp back at the end of the field.
Okay, so it is a photo finish there at Trentham. Maybe five Jackstar, 671.90 will confirm the result. Back to Tim Newbold to preview Wentworth Park. Tim, we're down to race three, and the scratchings are one pack Chevy and 10 Winsome Roxy.
Number eight, Charge Up on top here. She's a lightly raced greyhound on an upward trend. She's been really good winning three out of her last four at Dapto. I should say two out of her last three at Dapto. She's had a few little injury concerns throughout her career because she's only had the three runs since early in March. She had one run at the track way back in March, so she has got a bit of experience at Wentworth Park. She's well drawn down on the outside to charge down the centre, and I think she'll go close. Number eight, Charge Up. To beat seven, Royal Turbo, who's a quick beginner. He's got a good turn of speed. He'll be coming across looking for the front. Then number three, Winston Ryder. He'll get back early, but strong through the line. And then number four, Wawa Tiggy. 8, 7, 3, and 4.
8, 7, 3, 4 there in the third. The fourth to get the big six with the $10,000 jackpot underway at 28 past eight. And there's no scratchings.
Really strong free-for-all. Hard to go past Clocks Ticking, who is airborne at the moment. He's shooting for the hat-trick. He won the Goulburn Cup about 12 days ago. And then he backed up at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. And he led all of the way, beating a similar field to what he's meeting tonight. He's got plenty of pace on his inside, so he can't afford to miss the jump. He's going to have to come out running, but if he does, I think he can get across here and pinch it in the lead. Over number five, Reviewer, who's resuming from a bit of a freshen up, so comes here on the fresher side. He finished down the track at his latest run in the Vic Peters Classic Final. He's a high-speed greyhound. He's a genuine winning chance. Then number one, One Hill. He was disappointing in his Victorian runs, but he's back home now and back to Wentworth Park, where he's got a great record. And then number two, Good Odds Angel. She's always a chance in anything she races in. 8, 5, 1, and 2.
8, 5, 1, 2. The fourth race, five, gets the quaddie underway at 8:48. The Appreciation Stakes, scratch four, Maya Herrera, and 8, Harjip.
Number one, Takedown's going to get every chance to get away with this. He does look the leader of the race. He's a brilliant beginner. He's got high speed. He's got a straight tracker drawn on his outside who should just run a bit of cover for him in the drive around the first corner. I think he can pinch at mid-race and get the money. Number one, Takedown. To beat number three, Explosive Range, who lacks early dash, but he's really strong at the end. He'll find the fence in the early stages. Look out for him late. Then number two, Vintage Rocks. And throw in number five, Chaser, who can certainly win the race. If the leaders come together at any stage, he's the strong greyhound in the race. 1, 3, 2, 5.
1, 3, 2, 5. Race six is the first tee of the Summer Cup, and there's a field of eight, no scratchings. 2, Whittaker, 5, It's a Bird, equal $4 favourites. 1, Lovelace, and 8, Miss Foxy Lee, are both $4.40.
Gee, you could make a case for nearly every runner in this race. Really, really tough. I'm going to go with number two, Whittaker. He's probably been a shade disappointing in his past couple of runs, but he's well drawn near to the rails here. I think he can punch up and hold a position in the early and mid stages, and he'll knuckle down at the end. Number two, Whittaker on top. To beat number eight, Miss Foxy Lee, who's a pacey type. She'll be charging across looking for the lead around the first turn. If she does roll to the top, she'll run a huge race. Then number one, Lovelace. She's going great guns at the moment. And then number five, It's a Bird, who won the Group 1 Bold Treat two runs ago at Sandown Park. She comes to Wentworth Park. She's already raced at the track. She's done a little bit of racing early on in her career at Wentworth Park, and she's a genuine winning chance. 2, 8, 1, and 5.
2815 there in the second of the heats. So you can take out number 8, Very Choosy. 1, Yunadu Cove is 260. 7, Ring the Bell, 270. And 3, Nangar Flame is 550.
Yeah, the market's got it pretty much spot on for mine. I've got to go with 7, Ring the Bell. I think he can beat the favourite, Yunadu Cove. He's just a consistent greyhound. He's a seasoned stayer. He's had a couple of runs at Woodworth Park. He's finished in the money both times. He might just get a nice little cart across here and settle in a full position, and he's got strength at the end. Going with 7, Ring the Bell. To beat number 1, Yunadu Cove, who's won 7 out of 11. She's unbeaten in 4 runs at the track and trip, but she's facing her biggest challenge to date. I think she can aim up. I think she'll run a huge race, number 1, Yunadu Cove. But I just think she's a touch of overs tonight, considering she's up sharply in grade and she's got the biggest challenge she's ever had. Then number 3, Nangar Flame, going great guns, and throw in number 5, Archer on. 7135.
Race 8 to wrap up the quaddie at 2 minutes to 10. Scratch 2, Winsome Amanda, and 10, Nadal.
I think number 6 here, Tap Out X, is the key to the race because he's a quick beginner and he's a mad railer. He'll be crashing over to Warbury inside, and I think he can make the race. The Greyhound 7, Good Odds Bricky, who's airborne at the moment. He's shooting for 4 on the bounce. He needs a little bit of room to move and a little bit of time to wind up into his work. But when he does, he's got a big, big engine. I think he's going to get that chance in the first 80 or 100 metres if Tap Out X does his job and cuts across to the rails. I think Good Odds Bricky's a great gamble here. 7 on top. To beat number 1, Bessie Boo, the king of Wentworth Park. He's ideally drawn on the rails. He's a last start winner. He's racing really, really well. Then number 8, Kaya's Comet. He might get a nice slide across here following Good Odds Bricky. And then number 4, Virouette. She's one of the early leaders. Pretty tough race. I'm leaving out number 5, Wicked Warrior, who's, I've got no doubt, the quickest greyhound of the race. He can run around 29.80, but I'm really concerned with the draw because he's boxed right underneath Tap Out Axe, who I think might cut him off at the beginning. Tough race. 7, 1, 8, and 4.
7, 1, 8, and 4. Race 9 reserves out.
Best bet on the card, number 2, Nadal. He was runner-up behind Bessie Boo at his most recent run back from a break. He'll strip fitter for that. He's ideally drawn in the 2 alley. I think he'll win number 2, Nadal. To beat 7, Lochinvar Holly. She's racing really well and loves racing at Wentworth Park. Then number 1, Crackerjack Burn. Can improve. Throw in number 4, Dawn Mini. 2 a good thing. To beat 7, 1, 4.
2, 7, 1, 4. And reserves out the last.
Number 1, Unique Replica, is a talented greyhound. He's well drawn on the inside where he can drive up here and settle in the lead or maybe behind one of the other pacey types. And I think he could run a few of those greyhounds down. I think he's drawn to win number 1, Unique Replica. To beat 5, Queen Audrey, who is a little hard to catch, but she's a genuine winning chance on her best form. She's a leader and she could possibly rush to the front of the first turn here. Then number 2, Cabela Mucho, and throw in number 8, Blabbermouth. 1 to beat 5, 2 and 8.
1, 5, 2, 8 in the last. And just recapping your best, Tim.
Really keen on race 9, number 2, Nadal. And race 10, number 1, Unique Replica, I think will be winning too. It'll be a long wait. Hopefully it is worth the wait. Sign.
Okay, thanks for your time, Tim. Good calling tonight.
Thanks,
bud. Just ahead of Peter Ellis and a look at Morfordville Trentham. The result was 5-2-7-1. 5 Jack Star, ridden by Cameron Lammas, paid 6.70, 1.90. 2 Alinko.